All right, hey, let's dive right into the next show. It's number two today on December 1st, the second podcast for you because I'm back and better than ever, and I'm ready to get fired up. We don't need an intro, you know, for all these different shows. I'm curious, if you listen to one more, if you listen to several shows a day, would you like an intro for each one that's about a minute long? Because it is pretty fired up, isn't it? Or would you just like me to dive right into it? Hit me up on Twitter. Yes, no, intro, no intro. Intro, no intro if you're listening to several shows a day, all right? I need to know. We need to know. Hey, anyway, it's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast. Thank you for being a subscriber to the show. Thank you for downloading the show. Thank you for making this podcast the number one motivational show, 10 years running on iTunes. It's really awesome. I'm very humbled and all that good stuff. You know I love you, right? You know there's a big romance going on between you and I, and I appreciate that. Boy, it's been hell, man, the past month or so. How about that for motivation? Hey, isn't this guy a motivational speaker? What's he talking about going through hell? Hey, the key about going through hell, like Winston Churchill says, keep going, baby. Keep going. My site has crashed more than somebody who drank like a gallon of bourbon and went out on a racetrack driving in the wrong direction. I mean, I'm telling you, man, it has crashed and crashed and crashed. I'm talking about EverydaySaturday.com. And people are messaging me, hitting me up on Twitter. Hey, I didn't know. I don't know if you know this, Sam. I don't know if you know, but you're saying, yeah, I know. And I appreciate the heads up. But it's like every day. Hey, I don't know if you noticed, Sam, your website's down. Oh, I know it's down. And I want to put my flipping head through the computer when it's down. It's just malware that got on my server. And right away, right now, I'm way out of my element talking about malware and servers, just so you know. I got no idea what the hell I'm talking about. But I've seen these error messages so much that now I know. It's funny. You hear people all the time, I would love to be my own boss. No, you wouldn't. You can't handle it. Most people can't handle it. You know why? Because this stuff. Your site crashes, and guess what? Hey, get tech support on the phone for your company. That's me. Hey, get the person in charge of the design of the site out there. Yeah, that's me. Hey, your billing didn't work for Infusionsoft, $650. Credit card got declined. Get accounts payable on the phone in your company. Hi, my name's Sam. That's me. See, the thing about being an entrepreneur, you wear all the hats. I'm really, I guess you would call a solopreneur, which I like running the show lean and mean. Can I scale up? Absolutely. Do I? On occasion. Yep. Have staff, writer, programmers, things like that. When I don't want to do it myself, or when I can't do it myself, or when I'm standing in the way of my own success, absolutely. But when you get started, you're a solopreneur, and that's why most people can't handle it out of the gate, because everything I just described, oh, this doesn't happen to everybody. Oh, child, let me tell you something. All right, I don't know what you've been smoking lately, but it happens to everybody, probably 10 times worse than what's happened to you. I mean, if you haven't had your website crash, your merchant account go down, payments get declined, chargebacks on people that already used your course, let me tell you something. I had somebody, let me just tell you, this stuff happens. It's the life of the entrepreneur. This is why most people can't handle being their own boss, because we're all sheltered in a corporate environment or in a job. You get your paycheck every couple weeks. You get your health insurance, your 401k. You got to put up with all the yahoos inside of the job and deal with all the politics and the water cooler. John said something about me at lunch, and I want you to take care of it. Which human resource? I'm going to get human resources on the phone because John said something to Mary. It got back to me. I want you to know it got back to me, and I am none too happy about what John said. And it is my right. I read the Nice to Have You With Us handbook when I got hired here, and it says in there that if I have a concern, I can bring it up with my union rep or with human resources, and they have to. They're obligated to take care of it. Okay, you know who human resources is in your company? You, okay? So I had somebody actually purchase my podcasting course for $1,000 at a live event. This was a while back. And about 7 months later, I see $997 get taken out of my bank account. I'm like, whoa, huh, okay. Now, that's not $97. What, $9? It was $997 got taken out of my bank account. I'm like, oh, well, isn't that interesting? The quote I always use, I stole from Jim Rohn, all right? Isn't that interesting? I always say it when hits the fan, okay? I said, isn't that interesting? $1,000 got taken out of my checking account, my business account, and I don't really know why. So I immediately get on my merchant account online, and I discover that there was an individual who issued a chargeback. And if you don't know what a chargeback is, it simply means that you call your credit card, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, Amex, and you say, hey, I bought this product, but I never got it. Or it wasn't even close to what they said it was going to happen. Somehow, you're a dissatisfied customer. So the credit card company takes the money out of the merchant account right away. It's like guilty, and then you're innocent. So really what they've done is they immediately, they tell the consumer, because that's the person who's paying them these exorbitant interest rates on the other end, 18% on $1,000. They say, okay, Mr. and Mrs. Consumer, we'll credit back your card while we investigate, okay? So now the onus is on the merchant to prove that they actually did deliver the product. So I did. I said, hey, I sold it from Stage. Here's the customer registered for the webinars. They were on the live webinars. We can track it. We see it. Here you go. Didn't get the $1,000 back. I don't know why, but they smacked the gavel down on me and said, so sorry, Charlie. $1,000 is gone. Now, $1,000 to me is a lot of money. $1,000 to you is a lot of money. $1,000 is a lot of money. I don't care who you are, what you do, or where you're from. It's a lot of money. Now, the other point is, this was about 8 months after I actually delivered the product. So this person waited that long, didn't do jack with it, of course, lazy, didn't. They went through the course, didn't apply anything. They were probably having a tough month, couldn't pay the bills, and said, you know, I know how I can get $1,000 back. Find out every course I bought at this event and then go back and issue a chargeback, because I promise you I'm not the only vendor they did this to. They probably went through this event, bought a bunch of products, and didn't use them because they're lazy, and then figured out I can get all this money back on my credit card. All right? Or they probably still have access. I mean, look, my course was digitally delivered. They went through it all, used it. Maybe they did benefit from it, and they just stole it. Who knows? Problem is, you can fester on that stuff, let it just seep into your mind, and let it just rent space there, and just... Or let it go. And I let it go. I had to let it go, because stuff like that drives me insane. It just flipping... I see it with my tenants, you know, they don't pay the rent. Now, I found a roach this month. I'm not paying the rent. Well, you found a roach because you're a slob and you're paying the rent, or you're getting thrown out. Okay, we don't have roaches in our building. At least we didn't before you moved in. Okay, and that's a whole other ballgame, being a landlord. Don't even get me started. I should do a course on how to be a landlord and not kill yourself, okay, or kill anybody for that matter. So in the past month, my website's been crashing like a mother. And I finally said, you know, I'm done. I'm done with HostGator. I'm telling you guys, listen to me, okay? I got to upload my podcast through my website. You want to know why I haven't been podcasting? One of the reasons is, not all of it, because I don't want to play the blame game, because inside the word blame is lame, and the only one that loses that game is you, okay? But I have been blaming a little bit. I upload it through my website. Can't upload it. So, been down like a clown. So, I call HostGator. I'm on chat. Same old crap. All the time. I can tell you what the chat is. Are you well? Open a ticket. Malware. Crash. Node. A higher number of. Like, I give a crap about. No. Well, Sam, we found it. You know what it is? What? What is it? Why is my site crashing? We can tell you why. Wait for it. You ready? A large amount of node inquiries came through. You're kidding me. You for real? Those flipping nodes at it again? Wow, I got noted to the max on that shit, man. Wow. Now, quick question for you, Johnny. You ready for it? I got a question for you. Yeah, what is it, Sam? What the hell's a node? Okay, thanks a lot. I don't want to know what a node is. Even if you know, don't tweet me. I don't want to know what a node is, okay? I don't know, but I don't node, all right? But I'll tell you what, nodes were crashing my damn server forever. Got no website, got no business, all right? So what I decided to do was to take action. A-C-T-I-O-N, the most powerful six-letter word in the dictionary. I took action. Did I sit around in the fetal position and say, woe is me, I don't have a website? Yes. Of course I did that for a little while, but then I got off my backside and got off my rusty duff and said, you know what, it's time. It's time now, Crowley, to go all techno-geek Bruce Lee on this stuff and get it going on. So in the next podcast, right after this one, you're going to hear what happened and the revenge of the node did not occur. I won. I fought the node and I won. Have the best day yet.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.